I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Read my lips.
Just send your cash.
There has never been so many lies, so much deception.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Please clap.
It's time for the Mike Madison Show, a new breed of conservative talk. Now, here's your host, Mike Madison.
Showtime! Woo!
All right, good evening. Welcome to the Kim Wade Show here at WYAB. That's right, I am not your radio strongman. We are pulling in a family effort here today. Kim is still recovering from his illness. He's doing better. We appreciate everybody who has wished him well and said prayers for him over the time. They're working. He's getting better. And until that time, the whole crew here at WYAB is chipping in and running the show. I am Mike Madison. I do the show each day from 9 to 11 o'clock. And I'll just go ahead and warn you up front. I am different. If you have not heard the show, I know a lot of people work. I can't get people to quit their jobs and tune in every day from 9 to 11 o'clock, but I know a lot of people work. I am different, so I'm going to go ahead and warn you right now. I'm a libertarian guy. I'm a radical freedom lover. Right, now, I'm not talking about the Republican version of freedom. You know, Republicans get very excited when they cut your tax rate down from 26% down to 23.5%. But I'm not your guy for that. All that is a good start. I believe that taxes should be at zero. And if you know anything about libertarian people, what our philosophy is, we're pretty much a hands-off people. We'll live our own lives. But the other side to that is that it'll be a little different. I'm not a partisan either. And really, I would say most of the people here at WYAB, we really are pretty much fed up with all of them. I know a lot of people have gotten pretty tired of the Republican Party. A lot of conservatives out there feel like they don't have a home these days. Well, I haven't had a home since about 2004, so welcome to the club. I dislike with the red-hot passion of a thousand suns about 98.4% of all politicians, and I am not a fan of either one of the parties. So I don't believe we need them. I believe that people in the United States succeed in spite of our political class and political leaders in this country. So to all you Democrats out there, and I know Kim's got a bunch of people who listen to him from the Democratic side. I'm just going to tell you, for a day right here, right now, for the next 2 hours, I ain't mad at you. I don't understand why you want somebody else to run your life. I do not get that. I do not understand grown men who are waiting for somebody to tell them what to do. Some of the most Democrat of the Democrats. I'm not sure how you get out of bed every morning and tie your shoes by yourself. I'm waiting for a government program to have somebody swing around and wipe your butt for you. I mean, I don't get that, but I'm not mad at you because I'm not trying to draw anybody over to the Republican Party. I'm trying to draw you out of the two parties altogether. So just be aware. This will be a slightly different show, although we're gonna talk about some topics today that Kim has touched on for a period of time now. I'm a big stats guy. I'm going to let you know on my show every day from 9 to 11 o'clock, I don't take a lot of calls because I have a show packed with information. My show is probably mostly information and then a little bit of my radical freedom ideas tossed into the middle of them to decipher it. But I got to tell you, I love facts. And the beautiful thing is when you don't have a party or a politician or anybody you got to carry water for, you don't have to twist those facts. They're just what they are. But I will try to work the phones today if you want to call in. I know Kim Wade has cultivated probably the most energized, motivated radio audience in central Mississippi. So the number here, 601-879-0002. If you want to call in today, I will do my best. You know, like I said, I'm not the phone guy, but I'll work it. You may have to hold for a minute because if I'm in the middle of a stream of thought, if I'm taking you through a story, if I'm laying out a case that I'm trying to make using some of the information that I gather, I do a ton of research for my shows. What you hear me say is going to be based in fact, I'll tell you that. But if I'm in the middle of it, I'm going to finish my thought and then I'll get to your call. So if you want to call in, just be prepared to hold for a minute for me. poor New Orleans. I tell you, I've been talking to some people down there in New Orleans and in Baton Rouge today. And I haven't talked to anybody who had any severe wind damage, any real flooding in their house. Looks like New Orleans, I guess that $14 billion we spent on the levees down in New Orleans was worth a little something. I guess they're going to need another $14 billion for their power grid, because they are saying possibly weeks without power. Weeks. I remember Katrina up here. Most of us do. What was that, 5 days? I think that was 5 days. Maybe it was 3 days, felt like 5 days. Maybe it was 2 days, felt like 10 days. I don't know, but it was hot. It was muggy. I remember sleeping or attempting to sleep. You know how it is when it's 100% humidity out there and it's 90 degrees at night? That's what New Orleans is about to go through. I remember sleeping near an open window. I don't know if it made any difference whatsoever. Wasn't a breeze to be had. So my heart is breaking for those people in New Orleans. No power down there as well, so we can just wait for the headlines. I would imagine we'll be greeted with them in the morning. Massive looting in New Orleans. We can only imagine what that is. And these poor local retailers and business people, holy cow. They suffer through COVID. They suffer through restrictions. Now a hurricane. I mean, it's going to be just the final nail is being driven in the coffin of independent retailers out there. Main Street is taking it on the chin. Amazon's not getting looted. You can't reach into your laptop or into your tablet, into your phone and steal anything. So Amazon's just laughing their way all the way to the bank. But, you know, this is going to be another hit to the local restaurants. But I got to tell you, the restaurants, a little bit of that stuff is, if they continue to elect this mayor down in New Orleans that is shutting them down, a place that, the whole place is based around food and fun. New Orleans has been kind of that place where we go to make a fool of ourselves and then we leave. Go down there to have a little bit too much fun and then we take off. And they have stripped, their mayor has taken the fun out of New Orleans. That is quite a task. So if they continue to reelect mayors like that down in the New Orleans area, they're going to get some of what they deserve. But, going weeks without power in New Orleans. I've also got a good friend over in Baton Rouge last night. Was talking to her, keeping up with her. I guess about 9 o'clock last night, power's gone. She was in a good mood last night. She's like me. She loves storms. I really am. I don't know, something about me. I take it back to, I remember when I was a kid and saw Wizard of Oz the first time. You know that tornado scene? It's funny to watch it as an adult. It is not realistic. It is not a good special effect. But when you're, I don't know what I was, 8 years old first time I saw it, 6 years old when I first saw it, it was terrifying, that tornado. Then there came the flood of 1979. I know this was catastrophic. There may be people listening to me who lost everything during that flood. It was really, it was rough. Thank goodness we had a good mayor back then in Dale Danks. About as good as we could have done. But I remember during that flood, I got a week or 10 days off of school. Some of my best friends, we hung out all day. When my very best friend, his house got flooded. That was great news for me because he got to spend the night at my house for like 10 days. We were going through Northeast Jackson canoeing up and down the streets, and we would go down to his house down there off of Old Canton Road, and we would tie off the canoe to his roof, crawl out of the canoe and sit on his roof and watch the boats go by. So it was catastrophic, but I got to tell you, it was a great time for me. My house was in a different area, not far from flood zones, but well up on a hill. So we didn't have any damage. It was just all gravy for me. Time off school, hanging out with my friends. So between Wizard of Oz and the flood of 79, I got some perverse fascination with really hardcore storms, and I love it. So this friend of mine down in Baton Rouge, she loves it too. She was in a good mood last night. Wind was howling. She was kind of excited, and then boom, pitch black. And I'm scared to call her today as I'm reading the headlines that Baton Rouge may be in the same boat as they have had some main transmission line between, I don't know if it comes from the New Orleans area, but some big transmission line going into Baton Rouge. They're saying it could possibly be weeks there. None of us can really imagine what life is like for weeks without electricity, but I have a feeling some people may find out. It may be a little bit like doctors. I've been to doctors, and particularly my wife at the time, I believe you call that an ex. I remember she had some some medical stuff. Doctors always just really scare the crap out of you. I think it's all to make themselves look better when it doesn't turn out catastrophically. They want to set the bar really, really low so they look like a hero when it works out. I'm hoping that's what their power companies are doing. They're telling them it could be 3 to 6 weeks before we get your juice back on. So if they get it back on in 20 days, everybody will cheer for them and hoist them on their shoulders. I talked this morning about it. Energy has said, this is how insane we have gone. And I hope this is just, I hope these were just talking points, but Energy said something yesterday that outages may be extended due to Energy workers having to observe COVID protocols. I got to tell you, even the most diehard person who believes in the mask and believes in the social distancing and believes in the lockdowns, if they're sitting in the dark right now, I bet you they're about ready for people to ignore the COVID protocols to get the juice turned back on. I don't know exactly what the fear of COVID is at the top of a power line, but apparently Entergy is very, very, going to be very careful with COVID at the top of a power line for some reason. Anyway, as they say, thoughts and prayers for those people to the south of us, both in Mississippi and Louisiana. Hope it turns out better than it's looking right now. And I got to tell you, in God's country up here in Flora, Mississippi, I've been watching the radar. It is like this dome of safety over us. We have seen barely anything, knock on wood. You never know when these things are actually over. It's got quite a trail behind the hurricane. But I'm telling you, it's almost like this big monster tropical storm came up. And then when it got towards Little Flora, Mississippi, you can watch the radar. It just dissipates. Obviously, they wanted us getting our message out to you today. So here we are. This is Mike Madison. I'm filling in for Ken Wade as he continues to recover. When I get back, we'll start getting into the meat of the show. You're going to start finding out a little something about the show that I do, where I try to come at you with some things to consider, give you a different perspective. I look at things different than the mainstream media, the Republican Party, or the Democratic Party. So at the very least, you may hear something new today. Stay with me. All right, we're back. This is Mike Madison filling in for Kim Wade as he continues to recover. I'm kind of glad to sit in today. I got to tell you, I've wanted access to Kim's audience for, I've had questions during my show. You know, my show's on from 9 to 11. People who are listening, well, I get a lot of people who listen online. They're listening at work. They can't call into my little radical freedom-loving show from 9 to 11 and out themselves as any kind of a... as a radical during the day, but the Kim Wade Show, you in your car coming home, I've got questions, and I'm just going to tell you right now, I mean, some of it's for the black community. And maybe you can answer some questions to me. I did a story this morning, but I researched it more this afternoon. The Mississippi Institutes of Higher Learning here in the state rejected mandatory vaccines for college students. Thank goodness for them. Thank goodness. And they did a lot of equivocation. They're doing a little bit of a, well, we're going to wait and see. I saw that someone said, I didn't clip this, the quote, but they basically said, you know, we can't really mandate and then unmandate. That won't really be fair. So they're going to not mandate now and then watch things and then decide if they want to mandate later. I'm going to give you some numbers around college students, college-age students who have had problems with COVID. And you tell me how it makes sense to even consider. I mean, when someone had brought up, if they had been sitting at the Mississippi Institutes of Higher Learning having their little board meeting and someone said, should we mandate vaccines? Somebody should have looked at the numbers and said, well, I don't know. Let's see how many kids we've had a problem. And when they saw the number, they should have laughed. Of course, no. No, we're not going to mandate it. Our kids have been fine. You know, what we have is a bunch of dang boomers and Gen Xers, of which I am one, that are so scared of their own shadow that they're taking it out on the kids. We have had generational abuse going on. Children never should have been interrupted for the last year. Still shouldn't. Shame on you educators forcing masks on your children. And shame on any of you that are talking about putting these experimental jabs into their arms. Listen to this. Here's the survival rate of somebody under the age of 19. That contracts COVID. Survival rate is 99.9973%. This is a new preprint article, preprint research done by doctors Ioannidis and Axfors at Stanford University. They've broken it down by all the age groups. So for our students out there, their survival rate, if they get COVID and get diagnosed with it, a lot of students have gotten it, been asymptomatic, nobody even knew. So the numbers of people who had it are even larger, which makes this statistic would actually be even smaller. But their survival rate is 99.9973%. They're more at risk of walking across the street to get to a class than they are of COVID. Yet the Institutes of Higher Learning, they're going to take a wait-and-see approach. But at least they didn't mandate. I got to give them all the credit in the world for that. You know, and these statistics across the board, again, this is from a new study at Stanford, 20 to 29-year-olds that they're telling you to line up for an experimental shot, your survival rate, 99.986%. You're more at risk pulling onto I-55 on your way home today than you are of dying of COVID. 30 to 39, 99.969. 40 to 49, 99.916. Are you getting my drift? It takes us up to the 70-year-olds plus before we start really having a problem. And I'm going to go and throw this in here too because I had this note still from today during my show. Any of you maskers out there? Any of you talking about, oh, yeah, we definitely need to keep these masks going on. You need to keep kids in these masks. These masks work. Thomas Dobbs says they work. Anthony Fauci says they work. My politician says they work. Check this stat out. 2 months into Israel's reinstated mask mandate, cases are up. Anyone? Anyone? How much? Just, I bet you couldn't even guess this. It's a percentage. Fix in your mind what you think. 2 months into Israel's reinstated mask mandate, what do you think the percentage rise in cases is? Cases are up 7,970%. 2 months of a mask mandate, their cases are up almost 8,000%. That's 80 times what they had before, after a mask mandate. But yeah, just knock yourselves out. Those masks really work. That's higher than last year's summer peak and rapidly approaching the all-time high from January when they had another mask mandate. And then when it comes to the shots, these are the shots that the Institute of Higher Learning is considering. They did whiff. I need to stop poking at them. It's just that I don't think they're done. When the fall hits and we have another flu season and they say cases go up, they're going to meet again. And we are always at risk of having our college students forced to take an experimental vaccine. But listen, this is what they want you to put into your child's arm. It is beginning to become clear that vaccine immunity begins to wane after about 6 months. The Israeli studies show that for people vaccinated more than 6 months ago, the effectiveness of the vaccine at stopping coronavirus dropped to as low as, anyone, anyone? 16%. 16%. Is where that Pfizer vaccine is. I'm sure they told you that when they gave it to you, right? Full disclosure. It's getting worse by the day. Today there's a story out that Moderna has put a warning on their shots. Normally they find these things out during a testing period. You know, that's why they normally test vaccines for 5 to 10 years. You know, I ask people this all the time. This is one of the easiest questions to ask somebody when it comes to these vaccinations, and they ask, well, why are you hesitant? All I ask them is, I'm not an argumentative guy. I want us to all get along. Matter of fact, I'm a bridge builder. Republicans, Democrats, black, white, young, old, men, women, we're all in this together. We're all getting screwed by the same people. I don't know why we're fighting with each other, but when someone comes at me and says, why would you be hesitant to get this vaccine? I just ask them one question. I say, why do they typically study a vaccine for 5 to 10 years? I love that look on their face because there's only one answer. They need to wait and see if there's any long-term side effects. That's the only reason. No pharmaceutical company is going to wait for 5 to 10 years to start raking in that sweet, sweet cash. If they could approve something with 2 months of testing, they've been doing them for 5 to 10 years because they needed to. Do you know the first polio vaccine got pulled? That's right. We hear a lot about, oh, everybody takes a vaccine. You got to, people take the polio vaccine. Well, they don't take the first one. The first one that came out, bad health problems. You know what they did? They did something unique here. You're not going to believe this, but when the polio vaccine, I think it was 1953 when the very first version came out and started paralyzing people. They did this weird thing. They stopped. They regrouped. They retooled. And it took them about 5 years to come out with a safe vaccine. That's the history of vaccinations here in the country in response to a health problem. Now, we got 13,000 dead, another 17,000 permanently disabled. We got people having heart attacks. Full speed ahead now. Got a caller on the line. Caller, are you with me?
Hey.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, that's Rob from Mobile.
Hey, Bob, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, you're absolutely right on this thing. And this is the arrogance of it that drives us all so crazy.
Yes.
I'm like, you all are arrogantly telling us we're the villains, we're the evil people who want to kill people. We don't believe in science. And like you said, you just quoted the science to them.
That's it. You're not going to hear anything out of my mouth on this show that I do not have backed up. And with my day show from 9 to 11, I say it every day. You want my source material? You email me, MikeMadison@WYAB.com. Every single thing I talk about is sourced.
And if the media was doing their job, because they never, then they're just propagandists now. They aren't the media. But
yeah.
They wouldn't be asking these same questions.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something. This is very interesting. I had a conversation this weekend with a doctor I hadn't talked to since last year when the COVID cult got cranked up. And what was very interesting was talking to this guy, very smart guy, very accomplished, orthopedic surgeon. I mean, the guy is just everything he touches turns to gold, very smart, very well-researched guy. And I was talking to him. We were talking about COVID. He thinks the masks are insane. He knows that ivermectin works, and he dared to say it in his hospital where he was. All the other doctors were sitting around making fun of it, and he said he couldn't hold his tongue any longer. And he didn't start a fight with them, but he just said, guys, y'all can make fun of it if you want to, but there are hundreds of studies out there that show that ivermectin works. They looked at him like he had a third eye. He didn't start an argument with them. He just said, well, I mean, it's up to y'all. Look it up if you want to, and then he left. But here's the interesting thing. He has been encouraging. He said he would never mandate for his nursing staff for them to get the vaccine because he believes in freedom, to which I tell him, thank you, thank you, thank you. But he said he was encouraging his staff to get it. And I very politely just said, well, are you at all worried about the Israel data that's coming out? And you know what he said? What's going on in Israel?
He just learned to do more research on his own.
Well, he's busy. And, you know, this is the thing. Look, people who get the shot, I don't think they're stupid. They're doing other things with their lives rather than doing the 6 hours of research that I do every single day in these things. Same with a lot of doctors. Look, they've been sheep-dipped in CDC and FDA propaganda, and those are just two organizations that are basically vaccine and drug sales organizations. They are in no way, shape, or form out there to protect Americans from anything. They are there to promote pharmaceutical company products. And they've been taught from these people, and there are so many people in the medical community, too. So even the doctors out there saying, I don't understand why people won't get this shot. Most of them don't even know what's going on in the rest of the world. I have to go to overseas media to get the facts.
Yeah, and you would think if you're endorsing and promoting a shot that has this little trials before
right.
It was released.
Absolutely.
You would look in some of it.
Yes. Yes. They should have at least had a healthy skepticism or be really paying attention to it, but there's not even that for most of the medical community.
And I mean, it's like a brainwashing that is beyond belief. I mean, are all these guys on the tape, have they all been paid to do this triple month there?
No.
You can do a lot with $1 trillion, though, can't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, the pastors, you know, they did put out $3 billion. And so when you see the pastors going on television and telling people to take the shot, and when you see the social media influencers, I mean, I've had clips of the White House spokeshold, Jen Psaki, saying that they're rolling out $3 billion to get influencers and community leaders and people of faith to go out there and get people to get this shot. So a lot of them are on the take.
It's just beyond belief, dude. The level of propaganda that they're capable of now.
It is.
Everything is politics and propaganda.
It's insane.
Nothing is legit with these people.
Yeah, it's bizarro world. I mean, I can't believe what I'm seeing because, again, you know, I don't hate Democrats. I got a lot of good Democratic friends, and I will talk to them. I'll debate them. A lot of them very, very smart people, and I know why they don't want to become a Republican. That's fine with me. I don't carry any water for any politician or any party. But they just don't know certain things. And when you engage people, you know, the problem is we live in a society now where people pretty much, they want you to tell them how smart they already are. And if you challenge any of their beliefs, boy, whoo, they shut down like a garage door. You're gone.
Especially like Ronald Reagan said, the trouble is with his liberal friends, is that the things that they know is not true.
Right.
That there's the problem.
Oh, yeah.
What you think you know is not true.
And you know, the funniest thing that I've observed, and I consider myself and talk about it all the time, I'm an observer of the system because I don't have a dog in this hunt. I just want to be left alone. I'm a libertarian guy. I don't want the Republicans telling me what to do. I don't want Democrats telling me what to do. I don't want Anthony Fauci or Thomas Dobbs telling me what to do. I'm a grown-ass man. Leave me alone. That's all I want. So I don't have a dog in this hunt. But I have been as an observer of this, and the amount of certainty that people have, really on both sides, they're so certain about things that I know to be demonstrably false. It is pretty almost funny to watch.
I don't buy the both sides thing, though.
Well, you know what?
It is liberal. I hear a lot of people say that. And, you know, the conservatives are really not pushing. We're not trying to force anything onto the liberals.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. It's an issue-by-issue thing. So when I say that, right. I'm not referring just to COVID or to the vaccines. I'm right. talking about things like war. Republicans have been just wrong on wars.
Yep, you're absolutely right. I stand correct. You're absolutely right on that.
Yeah.
Especially the Bushes, because they were a disaster.
Exactly.
Real quick before I go, did you hear bumbling Biden once again? I mean, he doesn't care that he keeps telling us he has handlers telling him to do stuff. I said, you saw what he did at the hurricane thing? And he said, well, I was instructed not to ask any questions, but he told her to ask a question. Instructed, dude, why wouldn't you just say, I was intending not to ask answer any questions, but I'll let you go.
He doesn't know.
He used the word instructed.
He's like a child. He's like you put a child out there. You know how you'll take a child with you out in public, or you go to someone's house and your child just says something and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe they just repeated that. You know how you can get embarrassed of what a child.
Dude, it's like when your parents say, I don't want you talking to strangers, and your child repeats to a stranger, I'm not supposed to talk to strangers. Meaning someone told you weren't supposed to talk to strangers.
Yeah, well, Joe Biden's
him.
Yeah, Joe Biden's kind of like that kid, you know, you're at home and you everybody has to get up. You don't really like Aunt Sally, but you hadn't seen Aunt Sally in a while, and so you're sitting around the house and you just say, you know, God, we don't want to have to go to Aunt Sally's, but come on, let's go. We hadn't been over there for a while, and, you know, you criticize her or something. The kid walks in and, you know, says something like, hey, Aunt Sally, my parents didn't want to come over here because they really don't like you very much. You know, that's Joe Biden. He has no...
People call Kim Show and say, we're riding Biden and we're doing this, blah, blah, blah. All you Biden supporters, they were calling Kim Show all of you when Kim and the rest of them were telling you, Biden is going to be just a puppet when he gets in office. He won't be president. What do you think now? Are you surprised? No, they're not surprised. They were on the joke.
Well, I really wonder, you know, I'm very interested in people's psyche, and I wonder in the dark of the night when somebody who says they support Biden is all alone with their thoughts staring up at the ceiling, they know he's not mentally there. They know what a catastrophe he is. They just cannot for the life of them admit it out loud. And I'm telling you right now, I'm somebody who's been wrong for a lot of my life, and I'm happy to admit it. It sets you free to be able to admit you were wrong. For all of you Biden supporters out there that thought that this was the guy, it's okay to say you're wrong. You know, I've been wrong. Everybody's been wrong. Just admit you were wrong.
Yeah, just admit the guy's a puppet.
He
is. Like we all told you he's going to be.
He's,
all right, bud. It's great talking with you.
Hey, thanks so much. Appreciate the call. All right, got to run to a break. I'll be right back. We are back. This is Mike Madison filling in for Kim on the Kim Wade Show. Kim's still recovering, so that's right. You got another cracker for a couple of hours today. But I've got some questions for the black community. We got a lot of energized callers to the Kim Wade Show. My show, not so many callers. People are working for a living. Listen to my show. So I've got a question for you. We'll get to it in just a second. I wanted to play a couple of clips. I think it's what Bob was talking about last segment. This was Joe Biden. This was I do a segment at the end of every week called This Week on the Crazy Train, and this was one of them. Here's Joe Biden saying one of those things he wasn't supposed to say. It cracks me up. This is why he can't take questions. If you take any solace in the fact that you don't like Joe Biden and there's some creepy people behind him, at least they're butt puckers every time he gets in front of a microphone, because they've got to have heart problems by the time he gets done and each time he talks, because they don't know what is going to come out of this man's mouth. And not like it's not in the same way Trump was. They just don't know. They don't know if Joe is going to completely screw the pooch every time he gets behind the microphone. So this was when he was talking about the Marines that had been killed, and it's time for him to call on reporters for questions. Now, if you ever watch any of the news conferences, a bunch of people raise their hands. They all start shouting out questions, and one of them gets the finger, right? They point at him, and they go, hell, all right, you. Not Joe Biden. They gave him a list, and he admits it.
He gave me a list here. The first person I was instructed to call on was Kelly O'Donnell of NBC.
They gave me a list. The first person I was instructed to call upon was Kelly O'Donnell at NBC. And that also tells you how dishonest our media is too, right? It means all of the questions that are about to be asked of Joe Biden in that press conference have already been pre-screened. Joe Biden's handlers get these propaganda crooks in our media. They plant questions, easy softball questions for Joe Biden. And they approve them. Okay, you can ask the president that. You're going to go first. Good question, Kelly O'Donnell. Very nice job. We're going to let you go first. This is what goes for a, air quotes here in the studio, free press here in the United States. It's like Soviet Pravda at this point. Here was just another funny one, because I got a short segment now and then we'll come back. This was Joe Biden talking about getting ready for the hurricane. I mean, I got to tell you, the people of New Orleans and southern Louisiana, they must have felt really confident with this guy in charge.
Battery-powered radios in case of extended power outages. And don't forget, you may need to seek shelter while you're battling the Delta variant. And
I can't help it. I got to play all that over again. I think he started to go into the she sells seashells by the seashore. I think he almost got caught in that loop there for a second as he gets tongue-tied in his first three sentences.
Battery-powered radios in case of extended power outages. And don't forget, you may need to seek shelter while you're battling the...
You can just picture him before he goes out there. Come on, Joe, say it with me. Seek shelter, seek shelter, seek shelter. He gets out there.
Delta variant and COVID-19. So wear a mask and try to observe social distancing. And to everyone across the country, don't get caught by the next storm. Get vaccinated.
I got to tell you, I don't know about this mRNA vaccine technology. It's brand new. It's untested. I'm suspicious. I ain't taking the damn thing. But I got to tell you, if they've got a vaccine against hurricanes, that's impressive. According to Joe Biden, in order to get ready for a hurricane, you should get vaccinated.
At first I was afraid. I was petrified. I kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights just thinking how you'd done me wrong. I grew strong.
All right, I'm going to get to this Institutes of Higher Learning decision on vaccine mandates next hour. I like to really kind of take a little bit of time, kind of develop something, because I got a question for the black community, and I think having access to Kim Wade's audience is where I'm going to get my answers. Because it's not just what the Institutes of Higher Learning in Mississippi did. They did reject a vaccine mandate for our students again. Let me go back to my statistics here. They are considering forcing our college students. They're considering it. They didn't do it, but they're considering mandating vaccinations for our college students, even though they have a 99.9973% survival rate on it. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and get to this statistic here. I did some math. I do a lot of math on my show because this show is about thinking. It's not near as much emotion on my show as you're going to get in a lot of talk radio. I do some thinking. I call my show from 9 to 11 a safe space for independent thinkers. Thinkers is the key word there. So I did a little bit of study about how many college students we have here in the state of Mississippi. And I had to look this up. It took me a few minutes. Not long. I'm sure the Institutes of Higher Learning already know these statistics, but we don't, so I'm going to tell you. Ole Miss has 17,150 students. Mississippi State has 18,792 students. Southern Miss has 11,594 students. Jackson State has 7,020 students. Delta State has 3,500 students. There are 15 community colleges and universities in Mississippi enrolling 72,025 students. Do you know how many deaths we had of people between 18 and 24 college age people last year? Again, this is the Institutes of Higher Learning is considering a blanket mandate. Now, they rejected it. Again, I want to give them all the kudos in the world that they deserve. They did not do this. But they talked about it, seriously. And when I come back, we're going to talk about the two members I heard saying that they think they should have mandated it. And then I will ask my question to the black community. How many college-age people did we have die in the past 18 months? So this is not even an annual figure. It's a 1.5 annum figure. 24. We had 24 people between 18 and 24 die last year. Students, 24 died. More than that died of suicide, I can guarantee you. More of that probably died from cancer. Of all kinds of different things. Kids under 18. Check this out. Because they're coming at you. They're coming at your kids with these jabs. They're coming after them. And I'm going to challenge their thinking here. Not the emotion of, we got to do something. I'm talking about thinking our way out of something. The total population in the state of Mississippi is close to 3 million people, 2,976,000 people. Kids in Mississippi are 23.5% of that. That equals 699,000 kids in the state of Mississippi under the age of 18. You know how many deaths we had in kids from COVID last year out of the almost 700,000 kids we've got in the state of Mississippi? Six. We had six deaths out of 700,000 kids. And I would imagine if that statistic is like it is nationally, every single one of them had comorbidities. As tragic as it is, I can't imagine. I've got two kids of my own. Can't imagine losing a child. My sister died early. My mom was never the same. So it's a tragedy when a child dies anyway, but I believe these children were already sickly. Six out of 700,000, and they are considering inoculating all 700,000 of the children in order to go to a school. God bless you homeschoolers out there. You're going to be in good company. You keep this up. Our school system is going to be a shell of itself, a shell, and we'll be better off for it. Because the government runs the schools. Again, I'm a libertarian. I'm a real radical freedom guy. The good news is, and I reported on this earlier, I did a story. The AP is running. School board members around the country are quitting. They are not liking the heat. You people need to keep it up. I know a couple of our hosts here went out to the Rankin County School Board meeting last week. They still did their ridiculous mask mandate. Because they don't care about facts or statistics or perspective or freedom or any of those things. They just genuflect in front of the Thomas Dobbs and Anthony Fauci's out there. If the CDC says it, we're going to do it. You know, I raised my kids with a very interesting philosophy, I think. Probably a little different than most people. I've raised my kids since they were really kind of cognizant thinkers. I told them, you always show older people respect when you meet them. You're not ever disrespectful to an older person. I taught them to be polite, friendly, helpful, and respectful of older generations. But I've also raised them to understand that just because somebody attains a certain biological age doesn't make them smart. And boy, has that been on display. And I'll add to that, and have also explained this to my children too, just because they reach some level, they become, air quotes here in the studio, expert in something, doesn't mean crap. More than not, it means they knew how to play the political game. They kissed the most butt. They raised the most money. It has nothing to do with merit. People who run health departments are friendly to pharmaceutical companies. So pharmaceutical companies lavish money onto medical boards and all. I mean, it is just one giant scam. But I've told my kids, you be respectful of your elders, but don't think for a second just because someone is biologically older than you that makes them smart. It took me a while to realize that. And really what happened was I got into my 30s, into my 40s, and I started looking around and going, this is it? I thought at this age we were all going to be kind of smart. And I looked around and said, oh my God, there are people in their 50s, 60s, 70s, dumb as a rock. Surely you've learned, you've been on planet Earth for 62 years, you're still dumb? How does that happen? And that's who's running the show. Now, most of the people that are running the show were not necessarily dumb. They're crafty. They're corrupt. Our expert class is bought and paid for. It's either bought and paid for by Big Pharma, by the military-industrial complex, because, hey, look, to you Democrats out there, the Republicans are wrong as hell on a bunch of stuff, too. Republicans have bought into the war state. Democrats love the welfare state. Republicans love the warfare state. Guess what's destroying the United States? The welfare state and the warfare state. Again, I'm a bridge builder. I believe Republicans and Democrats better get together pretty soon. We'll still disagree on some stuff. That's okay. I've got good Democrat friends. We have lively debates. We always leave those conversations laughing about something. I keep friends. I don't dump friends because they don't like who I voted for because I'm not a child. But we better get together soon because we're all getting screwed over by the same people, the same corrupt, bribed political class. And when it comes to our health, and now the health of our children, we better all wake up to this because vaccine injuries, long-term consequences of these shots, they're going to affect both parties. I don't care if you're raising your kid to be a Democrat or a Republican. They're coming for your kid. All right, we are back. This is Mike Madison filling in for Kim Wade here on The Kim Wade Show. Kim is still recovering, doing better every day. Thank you for your thoughts and prayers. Haters gonna hate, but Kim will be back. He'll be back in this chair, but we're filling in for him family style. You're getting a little taste of a lot of the different WYEB programming here. Hopefully you find some of it valuable. You can reach me, MikeMadison@WYEB.com. I'm telling you, I'm different. I'm a libertarian guy. I don't have a dog in the hunt between the Democrats and the Republicans. I think we all better get together. We need to start thinking about things, not feeling. We're real good at getting outraged about everything, but we can't think our way out of a paper sack. When we're talking about inoculating a bunch of children for a disease that their risk is statistically zero of having a bad outcome, oh, there's some tragic stories, and God knows the media will give them to us, but there's tragic stories every single day around this country if you want to look. But I don't play a two-party game. I think the whole political class in this country needs to sit down and shut up and leave us alone. And I wish they'd start with me. But particularly when it comes to these inoculations, and I'll open up the phones after this next break because I'm going to get in this story about the Mississippi Institutes of Higher Learning because I have a question for the black community out there. And I have a bad habit on my show as well of asking questions that are not easy to answer and so people don't want to answer them. But I would ask the black community, what happened? I'll explain that more when I get into this. The black community, bigger audience in the Kim Wade Show, I don't understand why you need somebody to tell you what to do. Why you think this, how old is Joe Biden? 78, 79? He's been a career politician, living in the lap of luxury, never earned an honest day's wage in his life. Why are you waiting? You think he loves you? Why do you need his help? I do not understand the adult Democrat. When you're a child, you know, you kind of want people to take care of you. You kind of think that's the way it is. My children, when they hit 18, really when they hit about 13, when my children were old enough to cut yards or stuff like that, I told them, you go out and earn a little bit of money. Don't think you're going to sit around playing video games all day and then walk up to me and say, hey, I want to go see a movie. Can I have 20 bucks? You go out and work and earn 30 bucks. I'll give you that 20 bucks. And you can save your 30 bucks because you've shown me something. But, you know, when my children were 13 years old, they realized they had to pull the cart too. My son right now just got another great job. My son asked me for money. He's in college. He asked me like this, Dad, I hate to ask. But he doesn't have to hate to ask because the kid earns money and he spends very frugally. So I'm happy to help him get his college degree. But he's working. But I just don't understand the adult Democrat who thinks that Benny Thompson needs to do things for them, that you just can't get out of bed, find a job, raise a family, and die in peace without a Democrat holding your hand the whole way. I don't get it. But here, there's a different issue when it comes to this Institutes of Higher Learning. I'm going to read you a little bit of the story here. The board that oversees Mississippi's universities and colleges rejected calls for a campus vaccine mandate this afternoon. This was a couple days ago. With seven of the board's nine members agreeing to strongly encourage vaccines during a socially distant Zoom meeting. These people with their Zoom meetings. We're scared of our own shadow. We have gone in the United States from a country of people who took rickety wooden ships across an ocean to land in the land and then grab a horse and a wooden-wheeled wagon to head out with no roads, no plan, just trying to find a little bit of land to set up for our family. And when we got there, no Starbucks, no McDonald's. You had to raise your own food. I mean, we settled the Wild West here in the United States in covered wagons going through mountain passes in the winter. And now we need a mask and a face shield to go to Kroger to pick up an avocado? I don't know what's happened to us. Anyway, the two physicians on the Mississippi Board of Trustees of State Institutions of Higher Learning provided the only dissenting voices after urging their fellow trustees to support a vaccine requirement. So out of the nine people on the IHL board, seven of them said, we're going to strongly encourage everybody to get a vaccine. I disagree with that, but you can encourage all you want as long as you don't force people to do things. And here's another thing about me that's different. I spend an hour every week on my show at 10 o'clock every Wednesday. You want to do something for your health? You really want to protect your health? Let me tell you, that mask ain't doing anything for you. Nothing. These shots aren't going to do anything for you. You get up your vitamin D levels, you straighten out your diet, you lose a little bit of weight. You get the right nutrients and vitamins. I mean, nobody on Central Mississippi Radio has more of a track record of wanting you to be healthy. So if I thought the shots were going to keep you healthy, I'd be all for them. If I thought the masks work, I would be all for them. I wouldn't be for forcing anybody to do any of those things, but I would recommend them myself. The problem is they don't. I do an hour every single week called Hump Day Health, Natural Health News You Can Use, where you can listen to and empower yourself. You'll be healthier. I'll do more for your health than Thomas Dobbs has ever thought about doing. You give me an hour a week from Wednesdays from 10 to 11 o'clock. So I've got a long-standing record on being very pro-health. So out of the nine board members, two of them dissented, and I'm going to read to you about them, and then I will pose my question to the audience here. During the meeting, Dr. Alfred McNeil, a gastroenterologist in Ocean Springs, he's also the chief of medical staff at Biloxi Regional Medical Center, offered his view first. He said that he is now seeing students in their teens and 20s every day who are severely ill with COVID-19. Some of the young survivors, in this case, he said, will be dealing with health complications for the rest of their lives. So he wants to mandate the shot. Now, this is interesting, too. The doctor that I spoke to has also seen younger people getting things. And I asked him, I said, isn't there a big uptick of RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, I believe is how you say that? And he said, yeah. And I said, is there any way that they are confusing the two? And this is a doctor. And he said, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And young people have always gotten RSV. Now, some young people may be getting COVID now. I will just say this. They weren't getting COVID before the shots started making these viruses mutate. I got to tell you, these variants started in places that were doing mass inoculations. Lots of doctors out there telling you, you don't vaccinate into a pandemic. You do it prophylactically before the pandemic gets to you. We're doing it smack dab in the middle of one, and it looks to me like it's creating the variants. But I can't prove that. A lot of scientists say they can. I can't, but it's suspicious. Anyway, so this doctor says this as well. He's on the IH board. He said, these kids are developing myocarditis. They're developing kidney disease, and some of them are dying. And I really think this is a health issue. They need to be mandated to be vaccinated. This volunteer thing is ridiculous. If they had polio, it wouldn't be a volunteer thing. And again, I'll tell you, the first polio vaccine didn't go so well. A lot of paralysis, a lot of death. So the FDA, the CDC, they pulled it. They stopped the program. It took them 5 more years to come up with an effective polio vaccine. This doctor goes on, he says, that's how I feel about it, seeing so many of them dying in the hospital, but I've got maybe a skewed view. Again, there have been 26 or 24 deaths of 18 to 24-year-olds up to the publishing of that article that was just, it was in this article, so it's a few days old. 26. He makes it sound like they're dropping like flies. It's just not the case. Dr. Cunningham, the other doctor on the IHL board, agreed with his fellow physician. He said, and another issue, peak or no peak, is that you still have a significant number of unvaccinated hosts out there for the virus to jump to and mutate into the Greek letter variant that could be coming down the road. So I think it's something to keep in mind. Well, that's interesting, Doc, because they are already showing that these shots that you're pushing, that you want to mandate, are not effective against these Greek letter variants. Israel is showing it's 16% effective, the Pfizer vaccine in Israel. 16. Am I enunciating well? I don't want you to think I'm saying 60. I'm saying 16, 16%. So here's my question, and then I'm going to go to a break. These are two of the three black men on this board that wanted to see these vaccines be mandated. Now, my understanding is, looking at the numbers, the black community is not really down with this vaccine. I couldn't be more proud of you. But a lot of people listening to this show, I'm sure, are not down with the vaccine mandate. My question for the black community out there is, what happened to your thoughts on freedom? I mean, I got to tell you, it doesn't seem like too distant past that the black community was facing some real freedom issues. Do you remember these things back in the 50s, the 60s? You fought hard and did some very brave, courageous things to not be discriminated against, to not be forced into separate water fountains and separate schools and these kinds of things. I mean, the black community came together and said, enough is enough. We're equal with everybody else. You fought for your freedom. How is it that this black leadership now? I mean, from the picture, there are three black guys on the Institute of Higher Learning board. Two of them are black, and they're the two who dissented. They want to force this vaccination. What happened to the black community's views on freedom? When did they decide that freedom was just not that important anymore? That's a big U-turn in the black community from where I sit. I'm just an observer. I'm a white dude. I did graduate from Murrah High School. I got a little bit of credibility, a little bit of street cred. But I got to tell you, I have been stunned to see, and it's primarily leadership in the black community wanting to force things on people. You fought hard for freedom. What happened to that desire to be left alone? To be allowed to live your life as you see fit without any kind of mass discrimination. Now you want to roll out discrimination? These two black doctors want to kick kids out of school. They want to take away a college education from a lot of black students because they won't take a shot against their will? 601-879-0002. If you got an answer for me, I told you I got a bad habit with my show because I'm trying to make you think. I don't do a whole lot of red meat radio. Not a lot of talking points where it's easy to call up and jump on the bandwagon where we just bash Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi for a couple of hours. That's not me. That's not my style. But I got a question. I mean, to the black Democrats out there, what is it that draws you to this kind of authoritarianism, this kind of bossing around, thinking that these politicians are smarter than you are? They must be, because they couldn't have gotten into office, or they couldn't be on the Institutes of Higher Learning board if they weren't way better than me. See, I have this view of nobody. I look at our political class and a lot of bureaucrats, and I know they're just butt kissers and money raisers. That's how they got to where they are. They ain't smarter than me. Well, some of them might be much smarter than me. It still doesn't give them a qualification to run my life. So what has happened within the black community to make freedom such a take-it-or-leave-it thing? I got a minute here. We'll take a call. Caller, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, what you got?
Yeah, I'm not a black Democrat, but I have an idea why I think a lot of blacks are taking a shot and being forced to go along with it.
Lay it on me.
Well, I think the two doctors that you mentioned probably are being paid. If you look at the people that have spoken out against it, the doctors, they've been criticized, and some of them have had their license.
Yeah, you're right.
Being taken them.
You're right, because these medical boards are definitely getting paid. They've been bought and paid for by the pharmaceutical industry decades ago. I've been doing shows about that for 4 years on this station. You're exactly right.
And I think the preachers are being paid, too.
Yes.
Right? So that's, you know, probably two fairly influential groups that are paying people off, that are being paid off to convince the people to do it. And I don't think a lot of blacks are for, you know, compulsory vaccines. But I think a lot of them are afraid and scared into it. And they're so tied to Democrats that, just like Bill Maher said, that they're taking it not necessarily because they're afraid of the virus. Some of them, they're just taking it for the team.
Yeah, you're right.
The Democrat team.
You're right.
You know,
and that's one of the sickest things about this whole issue. You know what these politicians and these bureaucrats have done? They have taken one of the best things about human beings, and that is our desire to be good to each other. And most all of us have it, except for the 3% of psychopaths. And unfortunately, they're running our governments and our bureaucracies. But most of us want to be good to people. And so it's this great part of human nature. They've weaponized that to where now it's not an individual health decision. It's that if you don't do something that I tell you that you should do, you're risking killing me, which is absolutely absurd. And the statistics don't even bear it out. I mean, it's factually completely wrong, but they've weaponized this goodness of human beings against this.
Well, let me tell you a funny story. I live here in Washington, D.C., and Friday or Saturday night, I can't remember what night, I went up to a bar. There was a black guy checking ID. He demanded the vax card or no entry. And I'm not vaccinated, and my girlfriend's not vaccinated. And he turned us away, and I asked him, man, how could you do this? You know, like, how do you turn? I don't know how they do it. I couldn't take a job doing that.
Well, I'll tell you right now, nothing has explained more. You know, we've all wondered how the Germans went along with the rise of the Nazi Party back in the 1930s. We've all wondered that. We've all thought, how in the world did the average German just sit by and let this happen? Question answered. We know.
Oh, we're watching it.
We're watching it happen right now.
Yeah, it's very, very sad. Very, very sad. I've had mothers, my own family members have told me, you know, if you don't get that, you shouldn't be allowed to go in the grocery store. Right, and these are people that are going to one day need me, going to have to depend on me, and they're willing to ban me from the grocery store. It's really amazing.
It's amazing what fear will do, and they have just scared people to death of this thing. And the sad thing is, there are early treatments that are effective, and there are natural things you can do to boost your immune system. There's so many things that people are empowered to do that would have made this whole pandemic a big nothing burger. When they withheld those things from the American people, instead they tortured them with drips and drabs of fear. I have a theory that the mask, they know, the authorities know that these masks don't work at all. I mean, it is too in our face from every single study. The NIH and the CDC on their own websites have studies showing these masks don't work, and doctors have never worn them during a flu season before. But they want you to have a visual representation everywhere you go to remind you to be scared. To remind you, that everybody that you interact with could be a potential danger that's out to kill you. They are trying to agitate us and scare us to death.
You know, and I think that's part of it. I think another thing is, I think it's making people sick. I was riding with my mother, and I was taking her to the doctor. She sneezed into her mask.
Yeah.
Right? This is a 70-year-old woman sneezing into her mask. What is your body trying to do when it sneezes?
Exactly.
To expel something.
Exactly.
She sneezed right into it and kept on breathing, right through the mask. That can't be healthy.
Exactly.
Right?
It is not.
Well, I appreciate you for taking my call, and I'm going to hang up and continue listening to you.
All right. Guard your soul. If you're up there in Washington, D.C., they've known to strip you of your soul, so be careful up there.
It's a treacherous place. You know, one more thing, if you can Give me a few seconds. I'm a landlord here.
Oh, dear.
I kicked on my tenants out doing pay. I didn't listen to the government.
Good for you. Good for you.
And I told my friends, you better put them out. And I have friends now that haven't had any rent in 18 months. And these are just guys. This is a guy that bought a house, right? Not Donald Trump. Just a regular guy. And I think they're going to break these people.
Absolutely.
To where it's the next level of, you know, it's the way that they attack small business. They're doing it with little small landlords.
Yeah, they're killing them. They are killing Main Street America, and it is by design. This is a plan, man. This is a plan.
It's so perverse. Perverse to tell someone they can live on someone.
Well, I tell you what, good for you. That's an inspiring story to me. You heard a ridiculous rule. You know, it was Martin Luther King that said this, and I'm going to paraphrase a little bit, but Martin Luther King said, we have a moral and ethical responsibility to obey just laws. And he said, conversely, we have the obligation and the duty to ignore and resist unjust laws. And that's what you did. Congratulations.
Hey, I'm going to tell you one more thing.
Quick. We got to go to a break.
Here in D.C., they've created conditions where no one's going to rent to the blacks. No one's going to do it. Right. If you can't put them out, who's going to rent to
right.
someone?
Right.
Yeah. We haven't helped them at all.
Every one of these things is designed to, you know, all these little things that look like unintended consequences. I think they mean for every bit of this.
They're all intended.
Yeah. Hey, man. Thanks for the call. Got to jump to a break. Great call. Well, I could talk to that guy for an hour and a half. I got to take a break. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Right into this world, all alone. God takes your soul, you're on your own.
All right, short segment right now. This is Mike Madison filling in for the great Kim Wade today as he continues to recover. But look, I want to know from the black community, and again, I know this is a tough question to answer, so I'm not going to get a bunch of calls on this, but somebody needs to explain to me from the black community, where did your lust for freedom go? I mean, you know, what the black community overcame in the 1950s, 1960s, and all decades before then, you finally said, no, we want to be free. Free at last, free at last. I remember somebody saying. And now you want mask, you want the government to force you into a mask, you want the government to force you into an inoculation, you want the government running your lives, you want the government cutting you checks, you want the government stopping landlords. I can't be more happy to have just talked to a landlord that told the CDC to take a flying leap, and he went ahead and kicked people out of his properties. The CDC, Centers for Disease Control, told landlords they couldn't kick non-payers out of their apartments. I mean, that's bizarro world. It's the CDC, too. And, you know, here's the other thing to the black community, if you're not paying attention, and particularly to the Democrats, anybody who's listening to these air quotes here in the studio, experts, when have they ever done anything that worked? Did the mask work? If the mask worked, we wouldn't even be talking about COVID right now. I like talking about Afghanistan. But I find myself still talking about this 18 months later. If 2 weeks to flatten the curve, if lockdowns worked, we wouldn't be talking about it. Last summer, it would have been in the rearview mirror. When have you listened to these experts and they got it right? Ever? I bring this up. I'm an anti-war guy. How about that? Ooh, yikes. An anti-war guy. I'm not just against, you know, thinking Afghanistan lasted too long. No, I think our entire foreign policy is run by a bunch of psychopaths in Washington, D.C., in both parties. So, yeah, I'm different. But, you know, if some of these things worked, at least I would understand. I still want freedom. I don't want anybody forcing a mask on me. You're sure as hell not going to force it on my child. I don't want anybody to force me to get an inoculation, particularly when it's an experiment. But if it worked, at least I would understand why you went along. This stuff doesn't even work and you're going along. What happened to the fire in the black community for real freedom, the kind you fought for hard in the 1950s and 1960s? Recent memory, great accomplishments towards freedom. And now you're ready to just reverse, throw it all away because you have Netflix? Because you can go buy a new car? Because you got increased your comforts? Because you're getting a $1,300 check from the government, you're willing to throw away all that freedom you fought for a check and some streaming services? 601-879-0002. What happened? What happened in the black community to their lust for real freedom? I'll be right back.
I tear my heart open. I sew myself shut. My weakness is that I can't do much. And my scars remind me that the past is real. I tear my heart open just to
All right, we are back. This is Mike Madison filling in for Kim Wade on The Kim Wade Show. Kim Wade still recovering, getting stronger every day. Back to full Radio Strongman in no time. I do a show here from 9 to 11 every day. I'd love for you to join me there. If you haven't ever heard this show, it's different. I'm going to warn you. I trigger Republicans. I trigger Democrats because I don't play either one of your games. I'm anti-war. I think Sean Hannity is a national disgrace. Ooh, how about that? The guy wears two CIA lapel pins every night while he goes on Fox News and tells you he's helping you fight the deep state. I'm telling you, man. We've been duped so long by so many people. I can't stand by and watch it anymore. But when it comes to this COVID stuff, I mean, it's bizarro world. You know, I've had two conversations with doctors that kind of tell you what we're up against here. Well, the doctor I was talking to this weekend, he doesn't understand the group think in his own community. These are people he's palled around with, practiced next to for decades. And he is looking around like zombie stuff. I mean, he just does not understand what's going on with this group thing. But I talked to another doctor, too, and we were talking about the shots. He thinks the shots are great. I think they're still experimental. I didn't sign up for any trial. Most people don't even realize they're being experimented on. They should by now. If not by now, they will soon. But I asked him, I said, do you know how many people the shots have killed? And he kind of looked up, you know, in one of those thinking things. He just kind of looked up to the side and he goes, I don't know, zero? I said, no, there's, at the time, I think there were 11,000 on the VAERS system. I said, 11,000. You know what he said to me? Where'd you get that information? I said, from the CDC. He said, where on the CDC? I said, on the VAERS system. What's VAERS? He says. I said, it's the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System that the CDC runs. He'd never heard of it. They are not even being told to monitor this experiment. They've just let it loose, set it and forget it. Only two words that are allowed on mainstream media are safe and effective, and I've got stories that show you that that's just quite simply not true. I hope it doesn't have long-term consequences. A lot of people I know and love a lot have gotten these jabs. But it is not looking good. The trend is not our friend. We got a caller on the line. Caller, are you with me?
Hello?
Hey. Yeah.
And this is what I want to understand. I can't seem to understand this. How can people be so against the vaccine but be so pro-Trump?
Well, you kind of got the wrong guy there because I'm not a pro-Trump guy. Anybody who listens to my show knows I'm not a Trump fan. So I think this – I mean, the black community, I believe it's only, 30% of the black community? I know Trump didn't get 70% of the black community vote. So I think the media is trying to corral this into an idea that if you resist the vaccine, see, here's the nefarious little thing about it. What the media knows is that, you know, I'm not a Trump fan. I don't want anybody telling me I'm doing something because Donald Trump told me to. And a lot of people feel that way. So they try to make it look like if you resist this experiment that we're doing on the American people, you must be some hillbilly dumbass Trump supporter. And that makes people think to themselves, well, I better get this shot or somebody's going to think I'm a dumb Trump supporter. And that's just quite simply not true. A lot of people in the black community have not gotten this thing that did not vote for Trump because they are rightfully suspicious.
Right. But I'm saying the people that's so supposed to be anti-vaccine. They say they're so pro-Trump. And Trump is the one who touted the vaccine. He took credit for the vaccine being made on his administration. And he suggested you go get the vaccine.
I totally 110% agree with you. I do not know why Trump supporters give Donald Trump a pass on this thing. He did. He unleashed this thing on us. The other day, and a matter of fact, I may come back and play the clip because it may be sick to my stomach. I know there's a lot of Trump supporters out there listening to this show. I may make you mad, but that's okay. I say what I'm going to say. He does it almost like a nightclub act. He just talks right. Like when he got booed, he just kind of laughed about it. Well, that's good. You got your freedom. It was like part of his lounge act. And I'm looking at it going, they're about to force this experimental thing into our children, man. This is what you launched on us.
And then another thing, too. He's supposed to be against the deep state, but he didn't pardon Snowden. He didn't pardon what's the guy that put out WikiLeaks?
Julian Assange, who is currently rotting. Not only did Trump not pardon him, it was Trump's Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, that was persecuting him in the first place and left him to rot in a British jail. You're exactly right on that, too.
But he pardoned rappers.
Right. And he pardoned Jared Kushner's dad, who's not even in jail, like a vanity pardon.
Right.
I
he's against the guns, but he kicked your bump stops.
And he said, he said, take the guns first and due process second at one point, too. I totally agree with you. I don't get how Trump's getting a pass on this shot. This Operation Warp Speed is a nightmare.
I think they're dividing the country to get what they want.
Absolutely. You are 100%
both sides,
right.
They're working together. They're playing like they're against each other. But they fight them against each other in public. But I think behind the closed doors, they're doing it to get what they want.
It's professional wrestling. It is professional wrestling. And, you know, the sad thing is Republicans and Democrats are paying the same inflation. Republicans and Democrats are getting side effects from these vaccines. Republicans and Democrats' children are being robbed of oxygen in the school systems. Republicans and Democrats' kids are missing life events because we've allowed these controlled nut jobs to take control of our lives. We're all in the same boat and are too stupid to realize it. It's like we're taking on water, and instead of bailing this thing out and kicking off the captain that got us on the rocks in the first place, we're duking it out with each other while the ship goes down.
Yep. And then the person that comes in power, you're gonna find out, if you think it's Republicans, you're gonna find out in a minute that you're not gonna have any freedoms.
Absolutely not. Well, you know, I mean, the funny thing on the left, there's so many things about the left. I really need a radio show on a liberal talk station because I got so many questions for Democrats. Number one, they talked about Trump being a fascist for 4 years. He's a fascist. Then Joe Biden comes out and says, I want all the corporations to start mandating these vaccines, which is the definition of fascism. It is the marriage of corporate and government power. I mean, Joe Biden is doing fascistic things that if Trump had dared to do, and it goes the other way. There are people, you know, criticizing Joe Biden for the way he got out of Afghanistan. It has been a mess, but it was going to be a mess. And it's a mess 20 years in the making. Every day we've been in Afghanistan has been a mess. And so you're right. They do this division thing. It is the beauty to them, not for us. We don't benefit from it. It's the beauty to them of a two-party system. It keeps us in that perfect, you know, that perfect equilibrium we oppose each other.
All right. I got to vote for somebody, so I'm going to vote for this guy.
Yeah, I got to stop that other side. We always, almost always hate the people we vote for, but we just think the other side's worse. I mean, what kind of it's so cliche, but it's voting for less of two evils is still evil.
Right. And then when we vote for him, when you try to explain, this wasn't right, man. What this guy did wasn't right. They always go to defend it because they backing who they voted for. You know, they're trying to defend what they did.
Oh, people refuse to admit they were wrong. I will do a whole week of shows on everything I was wrong about. I don't know what the big deal is in admitting that you were ever wrong, because I know
adults.
I've been wrong.
These are adults
refusing to admit they made a mistake. And I tell you what, we're all going down together. It's a crying shame to see. You're exactly right, man. I really do appreciate the call.
Yeah. I appreciate you, man. I'll be listening to your show.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
I appreciate it.
All right, bye. All right, got another caller here. All right, caller, are you with me?
Yes, I'm with you.
All right, what you got?
Hey, I was just listening to your question, man. It's a very legitimate question about black people vote Democrat.
Yeah.
I don't understand it either. I don't even know why they vote conservative either, honestly.
Amen. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but I think you can pose the same question to conservatives in Mississippi.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Mississippi has remained a poor state for the last 40 years.
A deep red state, too. We got a super majority in our state legislature of Republicans, and we can't get off the bottom economically. I know. You're exactly right.
I think you ought to pose that question and dwell on that as much as you're dwelling on Joe Biden. He ain't my favorite either. But I can dig up a lot of gaffes on a lot of different politicians. I heard Donald Trump say you ought to drink Lysol. you know. So, I mean, the Mississippi had the worst reputation. These people come here and think we're riding horses, man.
Well, look,
I think
you
ought to be fair about, you know, your analysis, man. I agree. I don't know why black folks vote Democrat.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Yeah. So anyway, I'll hang up. I'll listen to your comments.
Okay, I appreciate it. Yeah, all I can say to that caller is anybody out there wants to listen to my show from 9 to 11 every weekday, I do exactly what that caller is talking about. Almost every Thursday, I have people in from Americans for Prosperity. They go down there and deal with the legislature all the time. And all we talk about is the fact we've got super majorities of Republicans in this state, and they ain't doing anything interesting. I mean, nothing. Nothing creative. Nothing getting us ahead. They can't even get rid of an income tax. How many times did the Republicans come out there and tell you, if you just give us enough power, we're going to get rid of that Obamacare? And they never did. Now, Obamacare is a scam that I've explained a ton of times on my daytime show. Obamacare was written by the health insurance industry. It wasn't Obama trying to be kind to people. The health insurance company's profits doubled in 3 years after the passage of Obamacare. Republicans have been pretending to be against Obamacare, but they get the same lobby money from the health industry. That's why they failed. Air quotes here in the studio around that. They failed to repeal it at any time because they know their corporate masters and the health insurance industry wanted Obamacare just like it was. I mean, it's a pretty good deal. The government forces you to buy a product from their companies. That's real fascism right there. And it's Republicans and Democrats. There's no love lost for me. Look, 98.4% of the political class isn't worth peeing on if they were on fire, as far as I'm concerned. So nobody gets to call this show and tell me I don't take swipes at Republicans, because I do every single day. And I'll do it here, too, popular or not. Be right back.
Citizens from all over the world, this is Captain America calling. I built you up when you were down on your knees, so will you catch me now? I'm falling.
All right, final segment. This is Mike Madison here filling in for Kim Wade as he recovers. I've only got a few minutes left in this hour. I really appreciate everybody tuning in. I appreciate the callers. I want to address something with the callers. I'm gonna do a little something here. Maybe it will help some people. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my political history, not because this is about me, because I want to show you what I did. And maybe it'll get people thinking they can do the same thing. Back in the 1990s, when I first started getting kind of politically aware, I was a Kool-Aid drinking, talking points repeating, neocon warmongering Republican. I supported George W. Bush. I put a Bush-Cheney sticker on my car. I actually argued with a friend of mine and told him we should go into Afghanistan and we should go into Iraq back in the early 2000s. And here's why I tell you this, because I'm going to free you all, because if you can master this skill, your life will change. I was wrong. I was so wrong. I was young. I was stupid. I was easily duped by the warmongers and the war profiteers into those wars. I believed the Republican talking points about smaller, limited government. But I started watching them when they would get power. They'd have the presidency in the House and the Senate, and suddenly they were spending more than ever. I used to cheer for giant military budgets, and then I found out they can't pass an audit and they've lost somewhere between $8 and $21 trillion. So I was wrong to cheer for giving them endless amounts of money. I was wrong about so many things. Say it with me. I was wrong. If you thought Joe Biden was going to be a capable president and it was just a talking point from the Republicans and the Trump supporters that Joe Biden was losing his mind, you can say it with me. I was wrong. Joe Biden is mentally incompetent at this point. It's okay. We've all made mistakes. If you're a Republican and you've been cheering these monster military budgets and now you find out that the Taliban's got $82 billion because the military is so awash in that fat cash they steal out of your paycheck every single week, that they don't care. They'll just buy $82 billion more weapons. They don't care. They don't care about you. They don't care about your money. So you can say it with me. I was wrong. This is a skill. It takes a little while. It takes a level of humility. I don't dig into any position and make myself an immovable object. I'm learning new things all the time. And when it comes to my personal life, holy cow. I'm not a big blame the other guy. I am a, what the hell are you doing, dummy? Talking to myself. I make mistakes. We all make mistakes. But I'm telling you, this political class, we have played this game with their rules for too long. This two-party ridiculousness. All of us unhappy with our parties. Democrats are disappointed with Democrats, too. Or not disappointed, they're disgusted with them. You see how the life that Nancy Pelosi lives, that's not your experience. It's not designed to be. The political donor class, I do believe in the us against them, but mine isn't lateral. In this country, our political blood sport is lateral. It's Republicans versus Democrats, blacks versus whites, gay versus straight. We had a bunch of people that unfriended their neighbors and their cousins. I mean, there were families over these elections that were ripped apart. Moms won't talk to sons. Boys won't talk to former friends. You unfriended your cousin because they voted a different way from you. Even though none of these other people, your neighbor that's got a Trump sign or the guy in front of you that's got a Biden sticker, those people have no power over you. You might think they made a mistake and you don't like their candidate, but they don't. That's not where your rage should be directed. It is us versus them. It's 99.9% of us against the 0.1% that has been having their way with us. Have you noticed what's been happening over the last year? I cover a lot of financial stuff. I'm a big markets and economic nerd, and I cover it in my show from 9 to 11 every day. Look at the inequality gap in the United States. It's getting worse and worse. It got worse. Oh, it got so bad under Obama. I don't have time to get into it. I don't have enough time to explain it, but you can tune into my other show and let me know, and I'll let you know. But that 0.1% has been playing us and playing us and playing us. Got us at each other's throats. Like I said, I mean, families have been split apart over these billionaires running our lives. You think I'm going to carry water and lose a friend over it? I got a lot of friends who disagree with me on stuff politically. I'm not going to lose a friend over that. They're mad at me because I didn't vote for Trump in 2020. I voted for him in 2016. That ticked off some of my Democrat friends. I'm not going to lose a friend over it. Because my friends are valuable to me. Politicians are not. And there is not one of these parties, no politician out there that's coming to save us. They don't care. They are playing the game, man. Look at how well it's doing for them. Joe Biden's been in office for, what, 49 years now? He's never had to work a day in his life. Been living off the taxpayer teat. A lot of Republicans are the same way. So I guess I got one show here. Talk to the Kim Wade audience. That's my message for you. Quit hating each other. Start directing it. We're good at outrage. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. We're good at getting angry. It would be really nice if we started getting angry in the right direction. Thanks for joining me today. Talk to you later.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try.